Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cut up here at 4:30. We'll sit and spin today the 10 biggest Halloween songs in history.
In history.
According to Billboard and how they charted on the Hot 100 charts.
Okay.
That's coming up with the Daily Mix Morning Show. In the meantime, our question, how many different places have you worked and what was your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Hey, this is Adam, the guy that got the new neck on your 20th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
How you feeling, man?
Neck's doing good.
All right, good, because you didn't look great when you were there.
It's working. So I've had about 20 jobs, most of it in the aviation field. I have done restaurants, retail, laid carpet and tile for a few years. I've currently been at my large aircraft manufacturer for about 26 years.
Okay.
That's a good haul, man.
Yeah. I got another year and a half to go, and I'm out.
I was going to say, I know the benefits have got to be good. They'd probably give you a good pension and all that.
Yeah, they started to, and then they took it away.
Well, let me ask you this. You get on a plane, and it's an Airbus. You start looking around like, what did they mess up around here?
I texted you guys yesterday. This is what I was going to tell you. I've worked on Cessnas. I've worked on World War II radial aircraft engines. I've worked on helicopters, and I've worked on commercial airplanes. I would trust my life the most with a World War II radial aircraft engine.
Oh, that's Jesus. Very comforting.
Is that just because of the reliability of it?
Yes, there's no real electronics with it.
Hey, look, man, right. There's a reason that people still have a refrigerator in their basement from 1965, and it's fine.
I do.
Correct.
You know, I mean, look, it might be using a little bit more energy than they would like you to, but so
it
what?
It works.
It hums.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. And they are very reliable airplanes.
All right.
So worst job is probably flipping burgers. Best job is probably when I was working on helicopters. I got laid off for 3 years. And went back to the radio engine company that I worked for, started doing helicopters. So I worked on helicopter engines. And it was the best group of guys. We had so much fun. We screwed around so much. And we got our work done. But it was just, you couldn't beat it. The guys were great. The bosses sucked, but the guys were great. And we just had a lot of fun, and I'm still friends with a dozen of them.
Do you think you have the knowledge to get in there and have a basic idea of how to fire that thing up and take off?
All we did was they would send in, like, components of an engine, and they would throw in a flight squawk, and they would go, okay, at 3,000 RPMs, it would do this, and it would make the helicopter shake, so we would have to put it on a test bench, fire it up, get it up to 3,000 RPMs, and try to see what was going on with it.
Okay.
And then we would end up just basically tearing it all apart, rebuilding it, make sure it works on the flow bench, and then send it back out. One of our biggest customers was the U.S. Coast Guard.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
All right. So I'm curious. You said you've worked on passenger planes, Cessnas, the World War II radio plane, and helicopters. So in order, 1 through 4, where is your trust level? We know you're starting World War II. What are you most comfortable with next?
I would go helicopter.
Wow.
Then Cessna, then commercial plane.
Jesus, really?
So what I was scared in that Cessna was in better hands than a commercial plane?
Yes, because it's a top-wing plane. Even if it loses complete power, it can still glide a lot better than a commercial plane.
Based on weight. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, that's comforting to know that out of four, the passenger plane, the one that we are most likely to think about a glider.
The fact that it's lighter. So how?
But it's designed for that specifically.
Right.
So you go like, yeah, of course.
It is wild too. Like I just gotta say, like right, he's talking about working with a giant company and took away pensions and stuff.
Yeah.
And we go on and on in this country talking about like, oh, it used to be great, this and that. Like, people used to have pensions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People used to retire.
It brought you a little security in your life, right?
You could spend money for the rest of your retirement and put it back in the economy.
Boom.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-ROCK.
All right, so I counted. I had 25 jobs that I can remember. Miles, you had, what, 18?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Where were you at, Ted? Like 11, 12?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Mike, where are you at on this?
I think I'm at 8.
You're at 8? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. And you've been here a hot minute.
Right. Started as a paper boy. I called it a utility worker. There was an old gal that lived on the other side of town from me that I eventually got hooked up to mower lawn, trimmer trees and stuff like that, you know, pull weeds, stuff like that, pressure wash the fence. So I still got technically paid to do that.
Sure.
I worked as a dishwasher at one point. Got fired from that one.
Why'd you get fired as a dishwasher?
How'd you get fired as a dishwasher, bro? I mean, damn.
I honestly, they said I wasn't getting the job done. And
Does your wife say that now?
No.
Okay.
No, she's all right with the way that it was.
How do you not get the job done? You put it in the machine.
Well, for one thing, we ran out of hot water about a quarter away into the shift. And two, there was just...
Is it the pots and pans? Were you slow on the pots and pans?
No, I was fine on the pots and pans that I can remember. Like, honestly, that one was a bit of a shock. I think it was just because I was leaving so much to work other places that they just kind of found a flimsy excuse to get rid of me. Like, I'm not going to give them too much grief over it. Worked at Jack the Box after that, switched over to the pool, got fired from that one. We all know that story.
Hate that woman.
I do. And then, I'm sorry, she sucks.
You could have hurt people, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I could have. Didn't. And then I ended up working at the car auction. I started out, and I worked a handful of jobs there. I started out on the lot, just kind of moving cars around. Ended up being a lane coordinator, if you will, on sale days, making sure that all the cars ran on time and in order and stuff like that, which is, for whatever reason, harder than one would think.
I can believe that.
So,
did you sell that Bentley today?
No, I did not.
What was the asking price?
They needed about $140 for it.
I mean, it's a Bentley.
And it's currently on offer for $125. So
okay.
Yeah. And that was the old man doing that. I couldn't get it out there, man. I'm learning from him for a reason. And then after working the lot, I moved over to the detail shop. That's when I found I wanted to do radio and not detail cars. So I moved over over into the world of radio. And honestly, other than a little bit of promotions work, this has been my only job in radio. And then, of course,
I poached you from VD, though.
Yes, you did.
Because VD was going to hire you to be like a production assistant. Yeah. Or I didn't know. So I
and
went
I
down.
Wouldn't have a job today.
Exactly. Because he was like, well, I was going to hire him. I said, yeah, I know, but I'm saying I want to hire him. And we're just going to look at each other. He's like, no. Like, I brought him here. I was going to hire him. I'm like, no, yeah, VD, yeah. I get it, man. I completely understand what you're saying. We're going
to
hire him.
Yeah. And the thing is that I showed up to try to get a spot on the Wolf that day.
Really?
Yes.
The Wolf. Remember,
the Wolf was needing was looking, and I was told, like, go give him a demo tape. I was like, all right, cool. So I dropped off the demo tape, and I was like, I'm going to go talk to the guys.
Who was the morning show then?
The morning show was Fitz at that point. Okay. Yeah. And that was Preston. That was the program director.
Right.
Of that station.
Yep. How many different places have you worked, and what were your best or worst jobs? 206-803-RUN.
And then the auctions.
So between that time, he didn't count the one job I hired him for. Like, Mike was
That's right.
So I call, right? He had already, were you on the street team?
Yes,
you
I was intern? A street teamer.
All right.
So I was a street teamer at this point.
All right, so I said, can you help me on the weekend? He goes, yeah. I said, I need to get this couch. So I ran a box truck. I don't want to drive the box truck. Mike says, I'll drive it.
Got to help my boy out.
Right, we drive down like Federal Way. We go to the store. Now, I am the dumbass in this. Probably should have called ahead. You can't just show up and go, we want a couch. And then they're like, we're not going to give it to you. We'll ship it up there this afternoon, but it comes in pieces.
Oh.
So Mike drives the box truck back. We drop it off. We go to my place in Belltown. And then I think we went to a half of a Sounders game.
Yes.
And then came back.
So I could build it for
the
you.
Draft, right. And then Mike put the time to build it together.
Damn. Mike Lula. By the way, the reason I asked, what do you think the average number of jobs a person in the United States holds in their life?
I'll say 15.
15?
I'll say 20.
20?
I'll go 12.
It is 12, exactly. Oh. The average person holds about 12 jobs in their lifetime.
Yeah, I'm up to like 18 if I add in all the different stations. I just put radio as one.
Well, you got
to
add the stations.
Yeah, you do.
Because
it's
different.
A different job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to board op the rap station that ended up being Live 105 on the weekends. That's a good story. And then I go up to the PD and I go, you ever going to let me work a regular shift? And she goes, basically, she just goes, no, you're too white. And I go, well, DJ.
What do you mean you're too white? Can you say I'm white?
DJ, what's his name is white? And she's like, yeah, but.
But he's DJ, what's his name?
Right. Exactly. And then I said, okay, well, I'm not going to work any shifts for you anymore. And she was like, well, why not? I was like, well, I've always been of the theory, if there's no advancement or hope of advancement,
right. Why would I?
Right. What's the word? Incentive.
Right.
We had a cool guy that worked on the end we got here, DJ No Name.
Oh, yeah.
He was really good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.